Welcome to the Macat analysis of Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince. Though written in 1532, nearly 500 years ago, Italian diplomat Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince is still both widely read and very influential. Readers turn to it for its direct advice on the question of how to attain and retain power. Stay tuned to find out more. An analysis of Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince. Ways into the text. Key points. Niccolò Machiavelli, 1469 to 1527, was an Italian statesman and political thinker. The Prince says a political leader ought to be concerned only with what really is, as opposed to what is moral. The Prince was the first book to expose the hypocrisy of leaders who claim to be acting morally when in fact they are not. Who was Niccolò Machiavelli? Born in 1469, Niccolò Machiavelli was a statesman and thinker from the city-state of Florence, now part of Italy. When Machiavelli was young, the city was dominated by a rich family, the Medicis. But in 1494, the Medicis lost their hold on power. For the next 19 years, the city was governed as a republic. Machiavelli was 25 and working as a civil servant employed by the Florentine government when this happened. At the age of 29, he was made head of the Second Chancery, giving him responsibility for overseeing foreign affairs in the territories that Florence controlled. It was an important role, because the Republic was threatened both by other city-states and by aggressive European powers like France. The Medicis regained power in Florence in 1512, but the following year Machiavelli was accused of plotting to overthrow their regime and was imprisoned and tortured. Exiled to the countryside and banned from political life, Machiavelli responded by writing The Prince. This book explored what rulers had to do to retain their power. In his role as a civil servant, Machiavelli had helped plan wars, but he was no general or leader. He studied historical accounts of the behavior of successful rulers to draw most of his conclusions in The Prince. Machiavelli's biographer, the American journalist and historian Miles Unger, calls him a mild-mannered scholar, and very different from his subject, the bloodthirsty tyrant of The Prince. History, however, does not remember Machiavelli as a mild-mannered scholar. His ideas about power and what rulers need to do to retain it led him to being caricatured as a devil. His ideas have had a huge impact and are still debated today. What does The Prince say? In The Prince, written in 1513, Machiavelli discusses the relationship between morality and politics. Basing his discussion on historical and contemporary political leaders, he asks probing questions. How should rulers rule? What is the nature of power? Will a prince who is generous, trusting, and honest actually manage to take power? Many of Machiavelli's contemporaries thought God would make sure morality was rewarded. Ethical princes would have both success in this world and paradise in the next. Machiavelli was not so sure. He uses the evidence of history to prove that princes who can lie, cheat, and murder have a tendency to succeed. From his study of the evidence, Machiavelli concludes that three main factors affect the success or otherwise of a political leader. The first is virtue. A ruler who possesses virtue is skillful and intelligent, willing to dominate others, and willing to pursue power.